Chapter 28 General Sacrifices. The Lord said to Moses, Give the Israelites this commandment. At the times I have appointed, you shall be careful to present to me the food offerings that are offered to me as sweet-smelling oblations. Each morning and evening. You shall tell them, therefore, This is the oblation which you shall offer to the Lord. 2 unblemished yearling lambs each day, as the established holocaust offering, one lamb in the morning, and the other during the evening twilight, each with a cereal offering of 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with 1/4 of a hin of oil of crushed olives. This is the established holocaust that was offered at Mount Sinai as a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. And as the libation for the first lamb, you shall pour out to the Lord in the sanctuary 1/4 of a hin of wine. The other lamb to be offered during the evening twilight, you shall offer with the same cereal offering and the same libation as in the morning, as a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. On the Sabbath. On the Sabbath day, you shall offer 2 unblemished yearling lambs with their cereal offering, 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, and with their libations. Each Sabbath there shall be the Sabbath holocaust in addition to the established holocaust and its libation, at the new moon feast. On the first of each month, you shall offer as a holocaust to the Lord 2 bullocks, 1 ram, and 7 unblemished yearling lambs, with 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as the cereal offering for each bullock, 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as the cereal offering for the ram, and 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, as the cereal offering for each lamb, that the holocaust may be a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. Their libations shall be 1/2 a hin of wine for each bullock, 1/3 of a hin for the ram, and 1/4 of a hin for each lamb. This is the new moon holocaust for every new moon of the year. Moreover, 1 goat shall be sacrificed as a sin offering to the Lord. These are to be offered in addition to the established holocaust and its libation. At the Passover. On the 14th day of the first month falls the Passover of the Lord, and the 15th day of this month is the pilgrimage feast. For 7 days unleavened bread is to be eaten. On the first of these days you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. As an oblation, you shall offer a holocaust to the Lord, which shall consist of 2 bullocks, 1 ram, and 7 yearling lambs that you are sure are unblemished, with their cereal offerings of fine flour mixed with oil, offering 3/10 of an ephah for each bullock, 2/10 for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, and offer 1 goat as a sin offering in atonement for yourselves. These offerings you shall make in addition to the established morning holocaust. You shall make exactly the same offerings each day for 7 days as food offerings, in addition to the established holocaust with its libation for a sweet-smelling oblation to the Lord. On the 7th day, you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. At Pentecost. On the day of first fruits, on your feast of weeks, when you present to the Lord the new cereal offering, you shall hold a sacred assembly and do no sort of work. You shall offer as a sweet-smelling holocaust to the Lord 2 bullocks, 1 ram, and 7 yearling lambs that you are sure are unblemished, with their cereal offerings of fine flour mixed with oil, offering 3/10 of an ephah for each bullock, 2/10 for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. Moreover, 1 goat shall be offered as a sin offering in atonement for yourselves. You shall make these offerings, together with their libations, in addition to the established holocaust with its cereal offering.